Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
So we are live. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
As I kick our table,
whoops,
bounces around.
Whoops.
There we go.
It's a little better.
All right. I think we're ready to get rolling today.
We are.
We have all kinds of questions. We have a few news stories.
Yeah.
We have quotes.
Uh-huh. We have all kinds of stuff for you today, and we are getting started another 37 minutes late. So you know it's going to be 37 minutes better.
There you go.
Because we took that much time to prepare.
That's right. Not exactly.
Not exactly.
That's a good try. All right. So you got a news story you want to share?
I know. I was just going to say that the Colts won again this week against the Jets.
Did they
win? So that was good. Yeah.
Or is that just, does the Jets really count? Or is that kind of like a bye week?
Well, it's kind of like a bye week, but hey, a win is a win. I don't know what people's predictions are, but I think they could make it to the playoffs this year. I don't think they'll go anywhere at the playoffs, but I think they could make it to the playoffs.
Your screen's like slowly moving. You see that? I thought it's because we're like...
There we go.
I don't know.
Arm doesn't quite stay steady.
Is? Yep. Okay. All right. So... my story is very important. Our temperatures are dropping this week.
That's true.
We are like high in the 60s the end of the week. Tomorrow is supposed to be the warmest day. Mm-hmm. And it goes like mid-60s. The rest of the week is the high.
Uh-huh.
It'll be nice weather.
Yeah, that will.
Fall. Yeah. Is it going to trick us like it's going to be cool for a week or two and then it's going to get hot again like 90 degrees or what's it going
to be? I don't know.
But that was interesting. Low temperatures the end of the week. That'll be kind of nice.
So, are you ready for fall?
I'm ready. Ready for fall.
You know what? We have not done a contest forever.
We have not.
Should we do something about fall? Like their best fall photo or something like that? Hey, yeah, let's do that.
There you go.
Okay, we'll put that up on our Facebook and Instagram. Everybody has to comment with their best fall photo. And we will pick a name. Yeah, we'll draw names from everybody that posts them. You will win a gift card next week.
You think they'll just repost our picture from our video on there like the best fall photo?
This?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the best. We're not even wearing fall colors.
Oh, there's requirements to these fall photos?
Well, I suppose. Oh, whatever. Whatever you would think fall is. If me and Trent remind you of fall, then there you go.
There you go. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our new contest of the week.
Yeah, there we go. I'll post that.
Okay. All right, now we're going to move on to our questions of the day, right?
Yeah.
And as always, like Ethan always tells you every week, if you have questions, post them while we're on here, and we will try to answer them
before
we get off.
Yep. Facebook, Instagram people, you can comment right now.
There you go.
We do have questions already, which I am going to do something new and post them up here on the screen for you so you can see them while we answer them. I'm sorry, Instagram people, you can't see them.
There you go.
But...
are you going to put the answers up there when we answer them too? Or
just, no, that's just too much work. No, we're just going to put the questions. All right.
Okay, who's doing the first one?
I can do the first
one.
Okay. Who decides the list price? So that is a good question. The listing price for a house is decided by the sellers. The real estate agent that you're working with was supposed to help you give you advice, hopefully give you good advice on where they think you should price your home. They can run comps, they can do all that, but you are the sole person to decide how much you're going to sell your house for. No one else can tell you. And in fact, a real estate agent could get in trouble if they're the ones that set the price on your home.
Oh, they can tell you, but you don't have to listen.
Right, you don't have to listen.
Well, a lot of people can tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't what the question was.
If you have a strong family member, they'll probably be the ones to set the price. Let's be honest here. I think we've been involved with more transactions where it wasn't actually the seller setting the price in the home. It was a family member or a friend. Or a neighbor.
Yeah. That's a bad neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Do sellers always expect lower offers? No, they do not. Sometimes sellers are like, you know what, I need to move this quick because we're moving out of town or to another city or whatever be the case. And we want to price it to where we get a lot of people through there and we get an offer quickly. And that does not mean they will take any less than what they listed at. It just means they want this process done as fast as possible. So they do not always expect lower offers, although it does happen at times. With the market we've been dealing with the last year or two, they do not usually have to take lower offers if they price it right to begin with. So the answer to that question would be no, not always. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's all about what the house is valued at. If they think it's worth $300,000 and they priced it at $200,000, they probably aren't going to take low ball offers. Okay, next question. Will a full price offer guarantee I will get the property? It all depends on the market you are in. If you are in a seller's market, which means there are more buyers than there are sellers, then no, it does not guarantee you will get that property if you offer full price. In fact, here this year, it's been kind of crazy, and a lot of properties have sold over their asking price. And a lot of times, you will get notified if there's a multiple offer situation. And you will probably have to offer more than what it's listed at if you want to get that property. Yeah, got anything to add to that?
Yes, that's right. There's no such thing as a guarantee in real estate.
No, until everything is signed, there is no guarantee.
If you want a price guarantee, you better go to Walmart.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Can I switch realtors in the middle of a transaction? Oh, that's a good question. And Ethan and I are not lawyers or attorneys. So, you sign a lot of documents through a transaction from the time you list to the time you sell, or if you're a buyer, you sign a lot of different documents. So, can you switch realtors in another transaction? You can always do that. But does that mean the realtor that you do not like and you're trying to get rid of will be cut out completely? No, because of their names on the documents, they more than likely will get a piece of that, whether you like them or not. So it's always a possibility, but it's not an easy thing. So if you don't want to deal with that, just start with Keith Realty.
That's
and
right.
We'll eliminate those issues.
That's right. Yeah, there are ways, and again, you want to talk to a lawyer, but there are normally ways you can get out of it, but the easiest way is just to ask your real estate agent, please, can I sign a mutual release with you? Please. Unless they're really an interesting real estate agent, they should accommodate you, and because they would.
But that says in the middle of a transaction. So, like, you may have an offer on the table, you may have accepted.
Man. Oof. I would not want to be in the middle of that, trying
that
to switch real estate agents. Talk to a lawyer.
Start with Keith Realty. Cut
yes.
The lawyers
there
out.
You go. That's right. Save the lawyer fees and just go with Keith Realty. Go with real estate agents. Okay.
You know what we mean.
Yeah, you know what we mean. Next question. Do appraisals ever kill a sale? Well, if the sale is alive, I don't know where I'm going with that. Appraisals can hurt the sale of a property. That happens here and there. It doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen. And a lot of times it happens when you're trying to buy a house that is not worth it. what you're paying for it. or the appraisals have not caught up to the market value, the current market value of the homes. So it can happen. Your best bet is to talk to your appraiser and I don't know what to do if you get a bad appraiser. You just maybe need to try another appraisal system or talk to the appraiser and see if you can, you know, talk them into and getting it higher. I don't know. There's not much you can do if an appraiser comes back and tells the bank it's not worth what they're trying to loan on it. That really hurts the deal.
There you go. That's true.
But it doesn't happen all the time.
Trying to figure out I feel like I'm crooked on the screen. It's sorry. Like I feel like I'm leaning.
You look good
way.
On Instagram though. So. Oh no, what's your opinion? What happens if an appraiser comes back with a bad appraisal of the house you're wanting to buy?
I've had it happen before, and yes, it can kill a deal. The reason it can kill the deal is because your bank will only loan according to what the appraisal comes in at, and if that appraiser is stuck on their
comps
that they use, even if their realtor is trying to explain to them that there's other comps, sometimes they will not change that. And so it can kill the deal because maybe the seller doesn't care if it comps out at what they want or not. They just want the amount they have it listed at. So It can kill it. If you have a good agent, they will help you work through that process and hopefully keep it live instead of killing it.
Yeah.
So there's always a possibility, yes, but it doesn't happen a lot in today's market. Most of the time your appraisal comes in pretty good. Mm-hmm. But there are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Just hope you're not that exception.
That's right.
Okay, can I ask for furniture to be included in a sale? You bet you can. You can ask for furniture to be included. You can be denied. It just depends on the situation. A lot of times there may be sentimental value to the furniture that someone wants to take it with them. But sometimes it works out. There are different ways that has to be accomplished, depending on what kind of loan you're doing, will depend on how that needs to be worded, how it needs to be written up, and all those kind of things. But that is an option. So if there's furniture in there that you really want with the deal, make sure and make that clear to your realtor as you're making the offer, because it has to be documented, or anything that's just verbal can be changed. But once it's documented, then you're good to go. So what do you think about that?
Yes. Yeah, and that happens a lot. A lot of times if a buyer goes through a house and likes the way that the seller has it decorated or situated, they will ask for the furniture, the decorations, and stuff like that. So that happens a lot, so it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
And for the right price, almost all sellers will part with their stuff.
You didn't say almost.
Almost. There are some that have sentimental value, but it's kind of like the antique roadshow, and when they find out how much their grandma's necklace is worth, they're like, well, I'd never sell it. Oh my gosh, it's worth that? Well.
Will you pay for that?
Where can I sell this? Let's see, next question. What are signs of an overpriced house? Well, for one, talk to your real estate agent. They should have a good feel for the market and should know whether a house is overpriced or not. Also, a house that sits on the market for a long time, it's not always just the price. It could be that there's issues with the house, but that is one of the signs you could kind of look at, is that you know, maybe the house is overpriced if it's sitting on the market for a long time. Otherwise, just talk to your real estate agent. They're going to be the best person to ask as far as, is this house overpriced? Is this a good buy? Is this, you know, about what the market's running for this type of house? Also, if the house has gold floors and you know, silver countertops and all that. Actually, I don't even know what that would be. That would be weird. But that might be an overpriced house. You just don't know. Talk to your real estate agent. They will know the market. That is the best way to make sure you do not buy a house that is overpriced. Yes.
If the appraisal doesn't come in for the...
Yeah, that's another way. Yes.
That's a good sign.
But not always. Not always.
Not always. You're right. Sometimes, I just had to throw that in there. Yes. Up there.
Yeah. Is there anything else that...
No, I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. How do I find a good deal on a home? How do I find a good deal on a home?
If you answer this question correctly, Trent, you will be busy for the rest of your life.
Okay, are you ready? Is everyone listening? I have the answer to this question.
Yes.
And they'll be lining up for us now.
Yes.
Communicate with a good realtor like us ahead of time. So we're looking for you a good deal on a home. Because if a home comes up that's a good deal, it does not last. Mm-mm. So you have to have your realtor looking and ready, and you have to have your finances in order to put an offer on that place as soon as it comes available.
Yeah.
So quick moving with the best realtor you can find. Should we put our number up there when I say that?
You can.
The best realtor you can find with all of your finances in order and ready to go is the only way you're going to get a good deal on a home right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
What I was going to throw in there another way is to spend maybe $100 on yard signs that say, "Will buy house for cash." And then put those around, you know, throughout the town and see if that drums up any business.
You probably still wouldn't get a good deal.
No, probably not.
All right. Well, that's the end of our questions. And I don't think we've got any more while we've been talking.
No.
So, you going to tell them about our drawing again?
Yeah, so keep an eye on our Instagram and Facebook page. I will be putting it up today. You need to comment with a photo, a fall photo, to be entered into our drawing, and we will be giving away a gift card next week, anywhere from, you know, $5 to $5,000. So it's just going to depend on, you know, you won't know until you get that gift card. But so go ahead and do a post. Your comment, a picture, a fall picture in the comments of the post we will be doing. Is that clear?
So is it a picture, and then they have to put that little comment next to the face?
Yes.
The
picture? Yeah. Yes. It's real complicated. Yeah, and if people do it, they deserve that $5,000 gift card.
That will be for Ethan.
Yeah. No, no, I thought it was your turn to buy the gift card. yeah, no, that's that. And we are still selling houses, so if you are in the market for either selling or buying, get with us.
Yes, call us at Keith Realty.
Yep.
And you can ask for anyone. You've got all the ones in the office, three others besides me and Ethan, so you can ask for Viral or Tilden or Teresa. Or you can ask for the good-looking ones, Trey and Ethan. It's right. Up to you, whoever you want.
That's right.
That was Ethan's quote.
No.
Okay. Okay, we have anything else before we get to our quotes today?
I think we're ready to end with our quotes.
All right, let's hear your quote of the day.
I have two quotes. I have a serious one, and then one that I was looking up fall quotes, and... Okay. The one is actually kind of serious, and the other one is I don't really get. But.
Okay, so let's hear them. We got to see if this is a good one.
All right, here's the serious one. Autumn shows us how beautiful it is to let things go.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
And winter shows us how awful it is after that's done. No. And then the other quote is, I would rather sit on a pumpkin and have it all to myself than be crowded on a velvet cushion. And that's by Henry David Thoreau, so... I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Random. So think about that as you're collecting pumpkins this fall. I'd rather sit on a pumpkin than be crowded on a velvet cushion.
Where do you come up with
I don't know.
Okay, I have a quote from Will Rogers today. Don't let yesterday take up too much of today.
There you go.
So don't let your pumpkin growing take up too much of your pumpkin sitting, because you got things to accomplish.
Because fall shows us how beautiful it is to let things go.
And what's winter doing?
That was my... Yeah.
All right. So don't forget to put your picture in the comments. And if you can get one of those little bubbles that has a word in there, you know, you get a higher probability of winning and growing. Is that how it is?
I don't think so. All right.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Trent Keith.
I'm Ethan McNeil.
Keith Realty. Have a good week, everyone.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.